This Teaching English Listening is brought to you by the British Council.
So, Alan, can you just tell me a bit about the part of the UK that you're from?
Right, I come from London. I was born in the West End. I don't remember much about that because we moved on to all on to King's Cross, and then we moved to Tufnell Park, where I've spent most of my life. I did move back to the West End when I was a bit of a younger man, to see what was going on down there, obviously. And then I moved back to Tufnell Park, and now I'm in Islington. I suppose in all those, I've had moved within that area. I suppose you could say that it's a 7 mile square area that I've never moved out of.
Good heavens. And can you tell me about any changes in this area of, well, perhaps Tufnell Park in North London, where you were living most of the time?
Well, yeah, the Tufnell Park area, where I lived, we're just off of Tufnell Park in York Rise. What has changed greatly is the shops. There were all different types of shops there. You could literally buy anything that you needed in sort of general, not furniture, but there was a couple of dairies there, a pub, off license. There was a laundrette, Weston's. They were called. There was a big company when I was younger, and we used to get what we called our bag wash there, and I had to pick it up on a Thursday. It was number 97. It was always wet. Remember that? Yes. Yes.
You went and collected the wet
You
laundry.
went. We took it on Monday and collected it on Thursday, and I can't remember how much it was. It was only sort of in them days coppers. It wasn't a great deal of money at all. But it was a sort of period of time when people never had washing machines, and that was an ideal sort of thing to do.
Yeah. And would you say your area, perhaps the area you're living in now, Islington, is that famous for anything?
I don't think it's all that famous for anything. Not the part I live in anyway. The ex-Prime Minister lived there, Tony Blair. I don't know what you make of that, if it's famous or not. But I did think on it, and there's little areas in there where I think there's a lot of sort of actors and actresses live, but I'm not into that sort of thing, so that passes me by.
And just tell me something about how people speak in your area of North London, would you say?
Well, there's such a diversity there that you couldn't say anybody speaks. It's a general accent or a general thing. What I do notice is the young people now, they have this type of speak where they use a lot of American phrases and things like this. So there was I remember a kid a week or so ago. He said he was shouting out there, "Oh, that's wickedly evil, man," which that sort of terminology comes from the United States of America, and that's because they watch this rubbish television.
What does that mean? It's wickedly evil,
I
man.
think it's supposed to mean it's good, which it means obviously the opposite, but that's what they do. They do speak like that.